You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Headline offers: Harry Kane to score and Tottenham to win is 8-1. Sergio Aguero to score and Manchester City to win is 3-1. Tottenham Lee have won the last couple in the league, 1-0 away at Sunderland and at home against Crystal Palace. Man City come into this on the back of that shock defeat at home against West Ham, and having been beaten by Juventus prior to that, their early season form has subsided a little bit.
Yeah, hasn't it? And you know, I think the Champions League is everything to Manchester City. You know, Pellegrini will know that he has to win something this year, or he won't be there next year. I think a lot of us were surprised that he managed to survive the summer as it is. Obviously, the 4-1 win in the League Cup got them back into winning ways, and they sent a strong team out there. Aguero scoring after 9 minutes. Kevin De Bruyne continuing his brilliant start to his City career. Sterling on the score sheet again as well. That was Sunderland, of course, who were terrible. 4 goals in 36 minutes. Just a shocking team at the minute, Sunderland. They've got this, you know, they've got Borussia Mönchengladbach away on Wednesday night, and that has to be in your thinking when you're weighing up this game. Tottenham aren't doing anything particularly great either. That's the problem here for me. I mean, you look at, you know, some of the players. Danny Rose should be fit for this one. Paulinho's back in contention.
Is that a good thing?
Well, I was going to mention Danny Rose. If he's in the starting lineup, that means that there's going to be plenty of opportunity to attack from Man City, because he just marauds up that up that touchline, doesn't he? The problem for City is that it'll be, I like to call him Jesus Navas. Navas is terrible, isn't he? I mean, how many opportunities do you get to cross the ball in, and barely ever delivers? But I think he'll once again get lots of opportunity. Now, if he could just start to convert some of his crosses into actual, you know, chances for the strikers, I think they could win this, you know, relatively easily, Man City. The price doesn't really excite me, but Aguero loves playing against Tottenham.
Yeah.
And I'd have to have Aguero, I think, in here. The headline offer's nice at 3-1, but I'm not sure if City will get a win here. When we had, there was a market before last week, when will Man City drop their first points? And I thought it'd be this game. I thought they'd get a draw here. I didn't expect them to lose last weekend, of course. And I'm going to stick with that. I think it will end in a draw. Aguero is priced up at even money. You know, for me, a player of his quality, on any patch of grass in the world, if you're getting evens or above, I'm going to have to back him at any time. You've also got the super sub thing on your side as well, if he doesn't score and he gets replaced. So I think that's a nice price. I like the draw. Kane's a big price, you know, 17-10 at home. But, you know, what is it? Derek, you'll love this. 626 minutes now since he last got a Premier League goal. So, you know, and until Christian Eriksen gets back up to full fitness and is providing some bullets for him, I don't really see him getting on too many chances. The other one, I mentioned him earlier on, if you like a goal scorer bet, I'm so impressed by Kevin De Bruyne. It's fantastic. It doesn't look like a footballer, does it? Looks like he's just stepped out of private school. But 13-8 anytime, bursting from midfield. You know, he's got that same kind of style of play that Lampard had, where he just pops up. He always seems to pop up in the right place. Fantastic player. Seems to be really enjoying his time already at City. So 13-8, Kevin De Bruyne is nice, but I'll stick with Aguero.
Yeah, Aguero's got 10 goals in 7 Premier League appearances against Spurs. This is his favourite club to play against. Harry Kane just looks, Derek, a little bit devoid of confidence at the moment. Had a couple of opportunities against Arsenal midweek to pull the trigger and failed to do so.
Well, it's not just Kane, it's the whole of Tottenham's team, all playing without confidence. They've done nothing this season to make me think they're going to finish higher than 7th. And City have done nothing apart from the West Ham blip to make me think they're going to finish lower than first. I think this is an absolute gift for City, I really do. You know, I can't explain that West Ham win. The defeat to West Ham, rather. Just as I can't explain West Ham's wins at our other big grounds earlier this season. But City, maybe you could argue there was a bit of complacency there for City. They got back into winning ways, as you said, in midweek. And they'll win this. They always do. Every time they play Tottenham, they win. Except the last 7 of the last 8, anyway, they've won. And they've absolutely battered Tottenham at White Hart Lane in 2 of the last 4 seasons. A couple of 5-1 wins there. Won't be that this time around, but they're going to win. And I think almost evens is a gift. And I agree with you. Kevin De Bruyne looks like a likely scorer every game. So, yeah, I wouldn't put anybody off that.
What one player that was not mentioned there, Lee, Heung-min Son, who looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He impressed me.
I haven't seen the papers this week, but someone must have used "go on, my son," you know, when he scored.
Yeah.
It's just like, if any newspaper sub-editor hasn't used that, then he's second, basically. Yeah, he does look a good player, doesn't he? But I mean, I don't know if he'll get much change. No, look, there's no company. There's no Jovetic, no company, no Torre, no Cliche here. So, you know, Man City aren't at full strength and they have got that Champions League thing. That's why I can't quite be as confident as Derek.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.